Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Anthony and I am an alcoholic. The question is, what did we discover about ourselves while sharing our inventory? This relates to the fifth step, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Sharing my inventory was the culmination of a deep searching process to identify in myself my resentments, the harms that I'd done people, and just the basic self-inflicted chaos of my existence. I actually did my fourth step a couple of times before I got to the fifth step. There was my first run at it, and then I started going through that with my sponsor, and he wanted me to go through it again, but in a format that he could work with, which was really quite beneficial. As desperate as I was to get my life back on track, the additional time that I was given to go over everything made me realize that there's a whole lot of stuff that I just didn't need to be carrying around in my head. So to put that on paper and then to talk through it with my sponsor was a huge relief. It was a process of realizing how afraid I had been and how needlessly angry I had been. I didn't go into every single line of my inventory with my sponsor because the process of writing my inventory made me realize some of my resentments were not real. I'd burdened myself with a lot of negativity that lived on in my head, in my imagination. They were long since real. They also paled in comparison to the gravity of the circumstances that life now presented to me. Was it really worth risking my life, risking my sobriety over some grudge from years before? Not to me. Do I still carry grudges? Yep. Do I recognize them for the waste of spiritual energy they are? Yes. But having this sort of roadmap to my own psyche, to my own mental composition, has made it a lot easier to identify in myself when I am just carrying on and when I can just let things go. So really for me, in sharing my inventory, I learned that I was a person full of fear. I was a person full of anger. The anger was masking the fear. All the resentments were fake. I mean, they felt real. They felt like hot rocks of coal. They were burning me up and I needed to let them go. I was ready to let them go. And here was the opportunity for me to do that. It hurt. It cleansed. It was worthwhile. The only thing I didn't quite do was the next part, which was to reflect. I shared my inventory at a time when we were just heading into the first wave of the COVID-19 pandemic in Melbourne. And, you know, that was actually the last time I saw my sponsor face to face. Everything just got really busy. It took 5 months for me to have an opportunity to actually sit and reflect and really, really find gratitude for where I found myself and find gratitude for the love and support of the people in this program. So what did it do for me? It made me lighter, happier, and very grateful to be sober. Thanks to SoberQ for asking me to share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.